pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The top stories at 12 hours. Government denies plans to reintroduce Bill 7 in today's parliamentary session. TIZ says 2026 ACC budget increase insufficient amidst rising inflation. And Kenyan activists abducted in Uganda, opposition leader says.
FM News with Natasha Nguni.
And now the news in detail. Government has firmly dismissed reports suggesting that it plans to reintroduce Bill 7 during today's parliamentary session. Speaking during a press briefing, Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa has clarified that today's sitting of Parliament is solely focused on the ratification of the presidential appointment to the Human Rights Commission Board. He said there is no intention to reintroduce Bill 7 at this stage, and government will transparently communicate every step taken regarding the bill. He has urged stakeholders and members of the public to engage with the government directly rather than speculating or making premature statements.
It is therefore erroneous for anyone to insinuate that at a sitting of parliament such as this one today, or indeed any other, government would take an opportunity or occasion to sneak in a bill such as Bill 7. Bills of parliament are public in nature and therefore cannot be brought to the floor of the House secretly or without the whole House knowing as to what they are coming to transact. When you look at the order paper of today, which contains the business to be transacted by the House this afternoon,
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, says although there has been an upward adjustment in the 2026 national budget allocation to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, the funding remains insufficient to meet the Commission's operational and strategic needs. The ACC has been allocated 199 million kwacha for 2026, representing a 11.1% increase from the 2025 budget. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has noted that while the increase may appear positive, it falls short of the current inflation rate of 12.3%. As a result, the Commission's real purchasing power is actually declining. Mr. Nyambe has further highlighted that 65.9% of the ACC's 2026 budget is earmarked for personal emoluments, leaving limited resources for investigations, prosecutions, and preventive work. He has since called for budget allocations that at least match or exceed the rate of inflation to preserve the ACC's operational capacity.
We would like to call for budget allocations that will match or exceed inflation in order to safeguard the ACC's operational capacity. We would also like to call for greater investment in investigations, prosecutions, and asset recovery so that more arrests translate into convictions and deterrence. Thirdly, we would like to call for the restoration and expansion of public education programs in order to build long-term citizen resilience against corruption. And last but not least, we call for stronger collaboration between the ACC and other law enforcement agencies in order to ensure that cases are concluded efficiently and without duplication.
Zambia has expressed happiness following the endorsement of 8 African countries as candidates to the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO Council. Civil Aviation Director General Captain Derek Luembe has stated that Zambia's voice will now be more prominent on the global aviation stage, having supported these successful candidates. Captain Luembe has named the elected countries as Egypt, Nigeria, and South Africa. He said under Part 3 Equitable Geographic Representation, Angola, Equatorial Guinea, Mali, Uganda, and Morocco were elected. Captain Luembe has emphasized that the election of these countries will help advance Africa's aviation priorities, particularly the implementation of the Single African Air Transport Market, SATM, which aims to promote open skies, reduce costs, and improve connectivity across the continent. Meanwhile, Namibian Civil Aviation Director General Tosca Sem has affirmed her country's readiness to strengthen cooperation with Zambia, including the operationalization of existing bilateral agreements. This is according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Transport and Logistics Public Relations Unit. Puma Energy has officially commissioned a $13 million expansion of its Lusaka fuel depot, a strategic investment designed to increase the nation's fuel shortage capacity and support Zambia's economic growth. Speaking at the commissioning, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Siazongo Siakalenge, says the project, which marks the commissioning of Phase 1A of the expansion, will significantly contribute to Zambia's economic growth. Mr. Siakalenge notes that the expansion is expected to create around 500 jobs, with 100 of them being permanent positions, providing both economic opportunities and stability for local communities.
I note that this strategic investment to the tune of $13 million will significantly expand the depot current storage capacity, which will help was standing at about 3.4 million liters to 5 million following the commissioning of the Phase 1A today, and further to 9.2 million liters upon completion of the Phase 1B in December of this year.
Puma Energy has officially commissioned a $13 million expansion of its Lusaka fuel depot, a strategic investment designed to increase the nation's fuel storage capacity and support Zambia's economic growth. Speaking at the commissioning, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Meanwhile, Puma Energy General Manager Zulatini Tloshwa say the Phase 1 expansion would help meet the growing demands of the Zambian economy and its citizens and ensure a stable fuel supply with an expected annual turnover of 3 million litres.
This achievement transcends the completion of infrastructure projects. It epitomizes Puma Energy's steadfast commitment to fortifying Zambia's energy sector, meeting the growing demands of our economy and its citizens. At Puma Energy Zambia, we are proud to lead the charge in the nation's energy landscape as the sole oil marketing company listed on the Lusaka Stock Exchange, with 25% of our shares held by the Zambian public.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development says the 2025 Zambia Mining and Investment in Saka, slated for this month, will give an opportunity to small-scale miners, license holders, without capital to find potential international partners. Speaking when he featured on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Ministry Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaveta says as Zambia targets to meet 3 million metric tons, the Insaka, which will be held on 6 October 2025, will play a crucial role as stakeholders sit to discuss the growth of the industry. He has noted that Zambia's growth in the mining sector is on the right track, but that more integration is needed to meet national targets. Dr. Kaveta says with the opening of greenfields in Zambia, particularly in Mumbwata, the country's future looks promising.
We believe that we are on the right trajectory, and the mining in Saka